National Park Service rangers have located the remains of two Japanese climbers who went missing last year on Denali's Cassine Ridge. Rangers employed aerial photography to aid their search. From KTNA in Talkeetna, Sue Dio has the story.
The two Japanese climbers, Tatsuro Yamada and Yuto Inoue, were well-versed in climbing and well-prepared. They had climbed in the Alaska Range previously. Tracks were found and a probable campsite, but the bodies were not found. Families of the two men had the courts pronounce them dead. Maureen McLaughlin, park spokeswoman, says the same photographic process has been used this year to try and locate Dr. Gerald Myers, who went missing on Denali's West Buttress a few weeks ago. This year, however, the weather was bright and sunny, and an even more technical camera was used. On May 24th, while poring over photographs taken, McLaughlin said rangers observed what appeared to be two partially buried figures connected by a rope in a steep, rocky area west of the Cassine Ridge at 19,800 feet. The Park Service helicopter was able to go to the site and hover close enough to the site for a mountaineering ranger to confirm the presence of two frozen figures. Based on their location, clothing, and rope color, rangers identified the bodies of the two missing Japanese men. Family and friends of the Yamada and Inoue families visited Talkeetna this week. McLaughlin says the families hope to return to Talkeetna next year. National Park Service managers have determined that the bodies of the two climbers will not be recovered from their current location due to the extreme risk posed to a recovery team. The Cassine search was the first time Denali Park Rangers used the photographic approach to search a vast land area. The search is continuing for Dr. Myers. While the majority of images taken during Myers' disappearance in May have been analyzed, the photographic search will continue the remainder of the season. In Talkeetna, this is Sue Dio.